you think you have to do, you need help, go to these organizations. And they're going to be watching you because they've taken on the responsibility this time. All of these things are supported by all of those organizations, all four of them. So you're not alone. As far as the elders are concerned, Levi and I were just talking about this because of an email we got from those two Maori women. We thought they were going to talk to us about how you train your elders, because they had the same problems we had. How do they get their elders off their butts and out there working what they needed to do? And they didn't. I asked them specifically about that, and they said, we didn't do that. The elders that wanted to set up these nests, they set them up themselves. And that was where the starting. So you don't worry about the ones that don't do anything as far as they're concerned. You just go ahead and set them up. And when they said, I talked to them about training, what they were trying to tell me was that those who wanted to teach in the ones, kids that are in learning age, they set up training programs for them to learn to be Maori teachers. And that's all they were talking about. It wasn't what we were looking for leadership training for elders. So we've got to go back to that, because we have to get our elders motivated too. But we have to go further than that with most of them. They don't naturally know what to do as an elder anymore. So we have to develop that. And when they ask the rest of us, how should we do it? We don't know. So we have to sit down and figure out what that is and what the needs are, and we're going to have to train each other in all of our villages so that we can be more supportive of what you're doing. Because we have to pick the ones that, you know, that are going to sit with you and support you in your efforts. But that's not who the people are that are going to be doing the work. The ones that are at home right now are the ones that have to get out of bed and go, and go someplace or talk to somebody or do something. And we have to do that. So that's the effort that we have to work on. And we were just talking about it when you guys set up your meeting, and you may already have for this language conference. We'll bring our elders council in and. Maybe a day early, and we'll do our first workshop on elders training. So we'll keep going. And then the other thing that we're going to have to do is figure out how to get wellness conferences going. The season's almost over. We got just three more months, and there's no more meetings for the rest of the year. And we have not had one wellness meeting this year. In the whole region. We haven't even talked about Indipedi Litreset anywhere in our villages. We almost lost a year, so we have a lot of work left. And all of these things that I'm talking about, we all have to support. We all have to work together on. So there's your weaknesses. I've talked about all of them. And there's your strengths too, because your weaknesses are also our strengths. And the people who are willing to commit to going to work to help our people, they're there. There's not many, but there's enough. In Kotzebue, after 2 years of meetings, we had about 60 people that were willing to work on Indipedi Litreset. And they're committed. They're still out there. We just got to dig them out. In every village, there's people like that. You have to find them, and you got to get them to start working on it. Hopefully we'll have the elders there to help you too. So I just wanted to remind you that you're not alone. This is not something new. I would bet back in the, 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, our people probably ran into the same problem. Fortunately, they survived it. And here we are again, trying to survive another crisis. We just have to get to work on it and keep working at it till we get it done. And I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Тэгэхгүй гэн.
Back to back.
Dunungi milirsok. Dunungi.
Dunungi milirsok. Dunungi milirsok. Tak nama. Dunungi, dunungi milirsok.
Put revitalize.
Satut.
Satut kribi.
Vote.
To impart new life or vigor, to restore to a vigorous active state.
Satut kribi.
To come back, to bring back the life and revive our lives.
Tasut kribliugo in your back. In your back. Sulit.
Develop strategies. Whatever that was, we the way we put it.
Be the driving force to revive or revitalize whatever word you're using. In that language, I mean, it could be that short.
That's what we just said. Yeah.
That's what it should be.
Yeah. That's what we just said. Revive or revitalize the Yabak language. We put the driving force first. Yeah.
Revive or revitalize?
Revive.
Commission.
in your bedroom.
Do satu tegluru in your bedroom ukalak put.
Do mirak sangat ah purpose. Do mirak sangat gamisha tuwa. Do mirak sangat.
Are you trying to come up with something different than what's there, but rewrite this one?
I'm trying to translate the purpose of the commission, that portion.
That part up there.
That's the one I'm trying to translate. Commission.
Well, remember, it will be our vision is, our purpose is. It can be that simple.
Yeah.
You don't have to have all of this. Don't worry about that. Translation.
Okay.
When you think about how it'll flow, it'll be our vision, our purpose, our goals, like that.
But if people ask what the purpose of the commission is, we'll have to say it in the back and say, commission to work, whatever. That's what I'm trying to get at. So we will all be on the same page, and not everybody will have a different interpretation of it. Only four words, less than English.
Even good jokes, it's a good joke.
Six
C'est ce mot-là, merci de dire, vision and mission.
That's what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Eh?
Short, it's to the point, we can all remember it without, we don't have to look at a paper, oh yeah, this is what we do.
Okay.
Still could be respectful to their language, and instead of saying "satu pigligu," you could say "satu
pigligu." Yeah. Tam no kan lumpaya rin din dal laro.
Yeah.
Satu pigligu lang upadu. Ay mit tagi tagi sinya mit. Satu pigligu na upadu tan na lang mit. Tasu satu. Satu ubangul le kapani satu kigliwe nangit pulle. Yeah.
Satu turn and look at satu.
Yeah. Uba pilin kakut pet, pilin ayaw kakut. Anak sa anak opapet lalong na pulut.
Who gets the benefit? Who's our, who we, who is the
tree of our work?
working for kind of.
Right.
Ready to move on? Ready to move on?
Yeah.
Que superior.
We get a big star as usual. On item number 6 on the agenda, define who benefits from the commissioners. And what we're going to look for is who are you working for? And whose life is going to change by your work as a commissioner? And I'll just write those questions up and you guys could just throw out whose life is going to change by your work as a commissioner. Who are you fellas working for? Mainly so we know who our audience is, who's gonna be the beneficiaries, who are we working for? Who are you as commissioners working for?
Everyone.
Yeah.
In your back or none in your back. Chupayak, doctor.
I want to say the word change, or whose life will you
impact?
Is there another word we could use for us commissioner? So we could, you guys probably came up with it already. So if you guys
want to
toss any ideas,
Mahik,
you said everyone,
mm-hmm.
right?
Anybody that wants to learn.
Yeah. And the reason we wanted to do this is because we already think we know in our minds who we want to work for or with, but we thought it's important for everybody to visually see. So we are all on the same page together. Because we all have an idea who should benefit, whose life you want to impact as commissioners. But we wanted everybody to see and agree upon who you want to make positive changes for. What was that?
The agenda. Elders'
knowledge. Organizations that are organizations that I don't know how you want to put it, but like Johnny was talking about earlier, you know, that the tri boards, that the different organizations that have impact on a lot of people.
Call it organizations?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Organizations impacting people.
Future generations, but I was thinking more outside of the region. It's just going to...
What, history?
It's going to impact not just the region, but
impact
the world.
Global?
Global, okay.
Global impact? So it's knowledge? So it's affecting our region, and also that people learn more about our people through this? I see something coming out of your body, but not,
I was
it's
just
not
telling
here.
I was just thinking, when we get something started here, the circumpolar region, I always look at our what gets started here, and I think we'll really have an impact. I think even the North Slope Borough is going to take a look at us and say, look, how come we didn't do those kinds of things when we got ourselves set up? I think they're going to really take a look at us. So I think circumpolar will have circumpolar
impact.
Not only global, but circumpolar. Our brothers and sisters in the circumpolar region will not release them up from us again. And I brought it out because that's how we got the International Elders Conferences going, because when Rachel and I started the Elders Conferences here in this late 70s, early 80s, once we got it going here, this AFN took a look at it, and they recruited Rachel and I to get the AFN Elders, and then from that it became the international one. We went to the ICC and started that one as well. So it really had an impact. And then we also helped the other regions in the state get their start.
Also have an impact on the bilingual teachers as well as other indigenous natives around our nation.
Mm-hmm.
else, go to New Zealand, you'll have a big global impact there. That's a good that's a good start, just so we see who or who you call us are going to be impacted.
We're tag teaming. I'm going to push you a little bit harder now with what Martha just did with identifying whose life. I'm going to give each of you, you get just one of these little sheets of paper. Take one.
Take one.
Just take one piece of paper. You only get one.
So we gotta see you in the loop.
Because we have limited, each of us individually has limited amount of energy that we can put towards, we identified all those people that could have, we could change their lives, we could have an impact on their lives. Because we have a sense of urgency, I want you to pick one target group that you think is the most important. Just write it on that piece of paper. Who is the most important group that we need to put our energy towards right now? They might not even be up there, but you might just think of it just like that when you think of who's the most important one. Who are the most important audience, customer, or whatever the right word is. I don't know what the right word is. That you could change their lives or their life. Just one group. Okay, everybody got their one vote, if you will. I didn't really mean it to be a vote, but that's always a good way for us to focus in. I'm just going to ask you to share, and we're going to start, we'll just, as you share, we'll see how many have the, if there is more people that have one group, I'll just put numbers next to it. So if someone just share what your most important group or most important audience is.
Our children.
Okay.
Anybody
else?
Grandchildren.
Our elders.
Okay, we have elders, and somebody said grandchildren.
Mm.
Can I put grandchildren
people
with children?
Yeah, it's that I meant the whole thing. And any kids, grandkids, great grandkids, children.
Does anyone have anything different?
I have elders.
Students. I am people.
I have families, don't care.
Student, we have to look at the
I'm going to going to ask just for a show of hands how many had either our children, grandchildren, students, or young people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that just kind of gives us a focus, even though we know all those others out there are going to be impacted by the work we do. If we're to focus our energy, because we only have the time personally and as a commission, and if we were to focus our energy, where do we think that our most important target is? And it seems that it's our children, grandchildren, students. That's just kind of a quick check, and we'll come back to it as you start identifying the things that you want to focus on, but that should be in front of us. As we think about the, as we go into this next step, which we put down on the agenda, tasks, action steps. We're going to need to keep in mind, starting with our vision, our purpose, and then this is who we think our target. If I say target audience, is that okay? Or I don't know the right way to say it. Is there a better way to say it? So the next one, in looking at what we think we need to focus on, I want to have a discussion with you first. So, but it needs to come from you individually, because you each come with your own experiences. You've done a lot of good work already in the past, or right now, what you're doing. So you came to this meeting with ideas already. You came here knowing that there were some things that you wanted to focus on. So if you take out just a blank piece of paper, anybody has notepads, or you need bigger than those small ones that just handed out? Did everybody get a notepad? Or is there?
There's a couple more.
There's right here for anybody. Write down three things. If you could do your wish list and identify three goals that this commission could focus on, what would your top three be? You as an individual, and then we're going to share it with everybody else. What are the top three things that this commission can focus on? Knowing our vision, speak Inupiaq and we will learn, our purpose, be the driving force to revive the Inupiaq language. And our target audience is our children, grandchildren, students. What are the three most important things you think we could focus on? What would be your three top goals?
with two, that's okay. Other, and you can share in that, but for those that are learners, if you could also have a translation for them as well. So, maybe we could start just at one end of the table and go around. All right, so whoever starts will go to the right of them. Who wants to start? Okay.
Bring elders and youth together so that the knowledge is passed on. Like elders telling stories, teaching games, showing how to hunt, prepare, sow, and live off our land using our own language. And then my second one is give youth and community awareness and the opportunity to be able to go somewhere and learn or teach.
Which direction did I say we're going to go? Right? Okay. So we'll go this way.
Number one, to back up all bilingual teachers who work with students in schools. Number two, to encourage families, students to speak in Hubert to each other. Three, to make a commitment to help and support those who are not fluent in speaking in Hubert.
Number one, to start language nests. I think once we all learn the little nests, they'll know the doula. Number two, start total immersion schools in all the villages by helping them out with what we know, and speak in Yupak and commit to help and be teachers as well as the driving force of those who are already teaching.
I say become a commissioner that makes it unsure for far reaching, so that's my number one. And speak language, speak with that language. It's very important that we need it in our regions. And number three, carry on in that language, which we need to carry on that language no matter what. But other things like that. So.
Je bedden, aandacht ze jaar dingen. Je bedden, aandacht ze jaar dingen. Daar heb ik niet zo lang op een jaar op dat. Maar zie je, die toestaan nooit. Je bedden, hoe ik, je hoeft me doen in je bedden. Han in your bayard in your bay or wicked on the blue. As in, he lit chumming about one, number two, he lit chop, he lit out to the looting. Now, Dover, Ocabed, nothing is here in your bayard.
Language immersion training in our villages to include everybody in the villages. willing to do so. Cultural evenings with different topics, such as maybe have 1 week of second week of or a month making sunshine roughs, anything that's relevant to our culture. And the third goal would be to have annual language conferences with
as a commissioner, we should really oversee what's going on. If we do our part, if people are listening and do it, see if they develop something from it, from us. And try to carry on, really try to carry on the impact value from me, so others will learn. Not much.
Yeah, I feel like that. It's important to revive the language, learn to speak, learn the language, and speak the language. So that, it's very important.
I have just two of them, to be living and teaching impact values, no matter Eskimo, whatever. I think that's important, especially in the school. For the schools, I think it should be more of an immersion type program, not 20 minutes a day in an isolated classroom, especially in the elementary school. And I think in order to do some of that, we need to utilize the expertise and the knowledge of the elders.
Number one was to have the youth gain knowledge from the elders, because they might not be here much longer. And the second one is to have everyone speaking in impact so that things can be explained more clearly. And I just have two.
I'd like to ask you to do is based on what you heard, but I think I'm going to suggest that we take a break, if you don't mind. But be thinking about this during a break, the break. There was anything you heard from each other, ideas that came to mind, or something that you feel needs to be emphasized when you come back. This is a chance for you to have a discussion about what's important to each of you, and then we'll keep moving forward to identifying the most important things. About what you heard from everybody else, and something that somebody else said that you think needs to be brought forward. But let's take a how many minute break?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Okay. I know we're at 10 minutes.
And just have a discussion about what you heard everybody say was important to them that we need to be focused on. And just have a discussion if there's new ideas that came to your mind when you heard them. Just talk, and we'll try to capture what we can. But I want you to have a a discussion amongst the commission members and try to include those at this end of the table. Gladys will be keeping them, helping them so you can keep the flow going, but if it's appropriate at times, you might ask for their ideas as well. So to start out with, just anybody can start with what you heard other people say that was important to them for this commission to focus on. What did you hear other people say? And anybody to start and then just have a discussion amongst each other.
I thought that when Pickle said, what's your hat, Pickle? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Cultural evenings throughout communities, right? In villages and communities, like when you, I don't know, just to get just to start getting people involved and letting them know that that they can learn, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool.
When Mary was talking about language nest, I don't do that. Chungnak have a tent in Atali Sarvik and just say you do have a little table where you say you do and talk about any kind of topic. Start in our village. Outside of our native store, because at post office, a lot of them go mid Luxir, they'll say about things and discussions start like that. Something. So if we want to come, go outside of it to be together.
Tutti maglan o kahit kana silan kanya migo o naksinyapan katigilo ni tip na kigo o ulang nilo siga mo panagkang ilam silan kanya upinangan ng kanyo ko o ulang nilo na nasa
anong palupit nila.
So, manik, so, pinye sungat nago, orlang ni sao, piyumar kinyamit. So
I was pregnant with my daughter's tape, I they don't know that she was here every day in, during my pregnancy when she was born, and she started talking her. Training her.
And then it took my dad. And you get to be peeled. Thank you.